Green Skills Press presents Radio, One Woman's Family in War and Pieces by Alice H. Green and Peter H. Green. Narrated by Margaret Strom. Dreams. I had a dream the other night. My wife Connie, my daughters Lisa and Lori, their husbands Richard and Jeff, and our grandchildren, Kennedy, Max, and Brandon, wanted ice cream cones. So we went into an old-fashioned corner drugstore, like the one that used to be at 57th and Blackstone near our house. It was closed, but the owner, in his pharmacist coat, opened up for us. Inside by the high stools and marble counter of the soda fountain, I drank in the magically cool air and that familiar drugstore smell of purity and the promise of sweets. The pharmacist turned on the lights, and our family sat on the high stools while he got things ready. Suddenly, at a booth by the wall, I noticed Mom. Looking as young and pretty as she did in teenaged Feather Fairbanks's sketch from Annisquam in 1945. I sat opposite her. Somehow, my family had disappeared, or she couldn't see them. I pulled out our book, Radio, and showed it to her. "Here, Mom, I finished it for you. Can you turn the pages?" She blinked and tears formed in her eyes. "No, read it to me." I moved closer to her and began to read. She listened raptly, and we sat there all day. When I came to the end, she said it was as if she were reliving those times over all those years. "This one's for you, Mom. Your dream and mine. Love always, Pete." Captioned illustration. Alice Herlihy Green, Annisquam, Summer, 1945. By D. Marden Feather Fairbanks. End of captioned illustration. 1. A Fish Story, The One That Got Away. This is the story of a marriage. Or is it? Can you call it a marriage if your husband and father of your two young children is never there when you really need him? Off on a business trip? A quest for real cannoli in a dangerous part of town? Or an enlistment in the U.S. Marines? When Ben went off to war, I was left with everything else: running the household, juggling the budget, and maintaining the car. So it fell to me to figure out how to do all this on Ben's $100-a-month allotment check, plus whatever else he could scrape together and send home from working in off-duty hours and winning at craps. It was obvious I had to go to work. But with all these new duties and two small children under my wing, what could I do? There was a labor shortage, sure. But was it so bad that some desperate employer would pay handsomely for 2 hours of a frazzled female's time after a hard day? Shall we say $50 a week? I wondered at times how I had gotten myself into such a situation. You see, I landed a whopper. Maybe, like Ben's fishing buddies, you think I'm telling you a whopper. But believe me, it's true. One day in 1936, I saw Ben Green on the tennis court for the umpteenth time, but he still couldn't seem to remember my name, even though it was an easy one. Alice, for heaven's sake. Ever since that day, when I set my cap for him, determined we should marry, I've wondered what possessed me to do such a thing. I thought I knew who I was getting. A man about town, worldly, kind, and dashing. Literally, in a roadster, with the mayor's seal on it. A storyteller who could enthrall me for hours. He was quick-witted. I could trade wisecracks with him. He seemed to be a good catch, one any girl would be proud of. I took the bait when he said he could broaden my world. Boy, did he. He almost flattened me in the process. But every time I tried to reel in my catch,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?